Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
You indeed are listening to WMFO in Medford. Little shout out to Michael J. there, and we are going to try and get ourselves playing some music, but of course we've got a close and restart Chrome now, so we'll try some music and then see if we can make the station a little happier.
Never forget. Never forget.
Island. And Lewisham is still, but the ghost of Jimmy Foyers is singing from the hill. I goes by the name Jack Ironside. I comes up the river on the morning tide. I comes up the river on the morning tide, looking for a place where I can bide.
I'll find myself a job to do.
There's iron ore in them hills to you.
And I will smelt it down for you. That's what I'll do. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. So I got me a shovel, a spade and a pick, and into the hills I began to dig. I dug right through till the afternoon, and a million tons of ore I'd hewn.
I brought that lot down from your hills.
I built your furnaces and your kilns,
your foundries and your rolling mills. That's what I did. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then took stones and I built your towns. Put down roads, laid your railways down. Built bridges from your homemade steel, and power stations to turn the wheel.
I called up Welshmen, called down Scots,
to man your shipyards and your docks.
And I shouted from the chimney tops, I've done it all. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then poured your oil into big steel tanks, brought giant ships to your river banks.
The holds were empty, the holds were filled with chemicals, timber, iron and steel.
Shrieking sirens, clanking chains,
the whistles from a thousand trains,
the workmen shout from towering cranes. They call my name, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then got stuck into your chemical works, built giant plants from nought but dirt.
And as the twilight began to fall, I took a rest and I looked at it all.
Generators hum and turbines mourn,
engines creak and mortars groan,
all night and day they seem to drone. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. Now your work's long done, Jack Ironside, and all your tools they cast aside. Why did you go? Why did you hide? When you sailed away on the evening tide, you wonder now what's left for you, standing in that long dull queue, dreaming of the world you knew. What will you do? Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
an old woman lived under the hill with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day. And if she isn't gone, well, she lives there still. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? A jolly dragoon came riding by with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day. He called for some ale, for he felt dry. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? Well, he drank down the ale and he called for another with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day. He kissed the daughter fair, likewise the old mother. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? Well, the night coming on and the day being spent with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day, they both went off to bed with their mother's consent. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? Is this so stiff and so warm with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day? 'Tis only my old knack, he'll do you no harm. Ah, ha, ha, was it so? Was it so? But what is this? It is a little well with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day, where your old knack may drink of his fill. Ah, ha, ha, was it so? Was it so? But what if me nag should chance to fall in with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day? He must hang upon the grass that grows around the brim. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? But what if the grass should prove to be rotten with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day? He must pop up and down till he comes to the bottom. Ah, 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 was it so? Was it so? There was an old woman lived under the hill with me rowdy dowdy dow and me rowdy dowdy day. And if she isn't gone, well, she lives there still. Ah, ha, ha, was it so? Was it so?
A sailor's life is a merry life. They rob young girls of their heart's delight, leaving them behind to sigh and mourn. They never know, and they never know when they will return. Here's 24 all in a row, me true love cod's the finest show. He's proper tall, genteel withal. If I don't have him, if I don't have him, I'll have none at all. Oh, Father, build me a bonny boat, that on the wide ocean I may float, and every queen ship that we pass by, there I'll inquire for me sailor boy. They had not sailed long upon the deep before a queen ship they chanced to meet. You sailors all come tell me true, does my sweet William, does my sweet William sail amongst your crew? Oh, no, fair lady, he is not here, for he's been drowned, we greatly fear, on yon green island as we pass by. There we lost sight of your sailor boy. She wrung her hands and she tore her hair, just like a damsel in great despair. Her little boat against the rock did run. How can I live now? How can I live now? Me William's gone.
As I was awaiting down one Copperelli, as I was awaiting at one fine day, I spy me a lad, he come down to the city to try his luck and spend all his pay. So when he stepped up, I think into game, he said, where are you going, you pretty young maid? And kisses he vented and love I pretended, but all was in vain, cos I was no maid. Shall not, I dare not submit to your passion, for I am afraid friends will discover I have a new lover, and then they will call me a wanton young jade. But he said, me dear, there's no need to fear, we'll go to some place where we'll not be known. And then I relented, at least I consented, but first comes first, some money paid down. And saying these words, it made me right anxious to think he could purchase a pretty young maid. And when I demanded, if I guineas was granted, and then we had supper, I took him to bed. Then I made him tired and weary of drinking, then I made him tired and weary of play. He fell a nodding and I fell a robbing, and I left the bedroom before it was day. I've gathered his money, his clothes were asunder, I've taken his wallet from under his head. This lady had plundered, it roared out like thunder, but all was in vain, cos this lady had fled. Off his watch and his silver I counted, and neither was worth as much as he said. Well, I need the money to save me poor sonny, for without the doctor my boy would be dead.
Morning. As usual, nothing goes smoothly here. It turns out that you really can't close Chrome and restart it if you're trying to do a show. I think we've got enough memory to make it through, and as soon as my show is done, I will take down Adele and restart, which seems to be the only effective way of doing things here, since there isn't a an exit or a close Chrome and restart. No, nothing handy like that. Heaven forfend, because everything runs off of Chrome. Yeah. Well, we will carry on. You heard Stick in the Wheel doing White Copper Alley, Follow Them True, The Fretless, great band from Canada, from their first album with June Tune. Prior to that was The Druids with Thursday Night, Brian Borum, The Frost Is All Over, The Trooper and His Horse, and A Sailor's Life. And we started off with The Youngins from Never Forget with The Biscuits of Bull Lane. A great thing, if you understood that, the story is that a soldier was killed and some of the right-wing fascist Brits decided to stage a protest at a mosque up in York on Bull Lane, and they called for a show of strength. Six of the lads showed up, and they were met with biscuits and tea. Yeah, this is what you really need to try and think is alternative protests. So get out there, folks. School of Honk also supplies players for Ba-Bam, and there's lots of opportunities to protest right here in a dear old Boston town. Yeah. We did sort of kick off the American Revolution here in Bunker Hill. The battle was actually fought on Breed's Hill, but we're not going to give you a huge history lesson here. Just some more music. This is brand new from Jez Lowe. He wrote a novel called The Dylan Doll and also music to accompany it. And we'll hear the first three tunes.
Thank you. horny lass of Benwell. She's long-legged willow-like. See, she's raking up the dyke. Oh, yes, I ken well the bonny lass of Benwell. So to the chaffins go, wide-eyed and laughing so. I treated her to spite, she drank it then she vanished. Oh yes, I ken well the bonny lass of Benwell. By the long stair, tossing back her yellow hair. Her suit is a dye merchant, so there's not just me who's searching for her. Oh yes, I ken well the bonny lass of Benwell. Side for sailors, the castle guard for tailors, Gateshead Hills for millers, and the North Rhine shore for keelers. Oh yes, I ken well the bonny lass of Benwell. Blind Willie shall play on the fiddle.
Well, as you can see, it was meant to provide a continuous soundtrack, but of course, the only player we have that can do continuous is sadly out of commission. Yeah, well, we'll be playing a bit longer pieces now.
Laid by your bleeding law lies a bleeding. Burn all your studies down and throw away your reading. Small power the word has and can afford us. Not half as much privilege as the sword does. The master plaster disaster. This will make a servant quickly greater than the master. Ventures enters, seeks and it centers. Ever the upper hand, never the dissenter. Kruger, Kruger, Randa, whither do you wander? Gone to the suborning of Hastings Banda. Kruger, Kruger, Randa, tear your wall asunder. Bayera to Luanda, Gaborone to Nyanga. Up all things, this will master money, though money masters all things. It is not season to talk of reason. Never call it loyal when the sword says treason. Bound for the whaler, bound for the furrier. This will get the measure of an eco warrior. Incognito, come and sink a rainbow. Presidents will never know. Hush your bloody cocoa. Build a drone, fly it. Governments will buy it. Devils in the deserts and give us a chance to try it. Don't need their hiding. Propaganda strident. Blow them up remotely with a hellfire or a trident. Deceiver, turn, come to fever. See the pilgrim, flay the unbeliever. It'll make a layman preach and supremer. It'll make a lord of him that was but a dreamer. Drunk is the crown to grace. Even the gown to set you up a province, but it'll pull it down to no gospel can guide it, no law decided in church or state till a sword sanctified it. Take books a ransom, who can invent them? When at the sword set, there'll be no argumentum. Blood that is spilt, sir, has gained all the guilt, sir. Thus have you seen me run my sword up to the hilt, sir.
Oh, Ah,
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and that was a great band brought especially for the occasion of the retelling of the Toyne in song. And if you don't know what the Toyne is, you may know it by its other name of the Cattle Raid of Cooley. And as the scribe who wrote part of the story down in the Book of Leinster in the 12th century says, a blessing on every one who shall faithfully memorize the Toyne. It is written here, and shall not add any other form to it. But I, who have written this story, or rather fable, give no credence to the various incidents related in it. Yes, this is the caveat part. For some things in it are the deceptions of demons, others poetic figments. Some are probable, others improbable, while still others are intended for the delectation of a foolish men. Well, if you'd like to know the story of the Toyne, there are some very good translations out there. And as a matter of fact, Kate Chadbourne, along with Elizabeth Gray, is teaching one this summer. This is from Thomas Kinsella's poetic translation of the Toyne. But what did we hear here? We heard the Lament of Ferdia from the Toyne. You may know tells of a long ago conflict between two kings in Ireland and their wives. It starts off with the pillow talk about, well, I've got better cows than you do. No, I actually have the best cows. And it's about the champion Cathaillin, who tries to stay the onslaught of the army. And in the before this happens, there's the prophecy of Fidelma, the woman druid who prophesies terrible things for not only the raid, but for Cathaillin himself will not come out alive. And yes, it is that. So we're going to hear a couple of pieces from Christy Moore's fine album, was released last year, based on his touring on the road. And as I tell all of my friends, we're all getting up there. If you have a chance to see somebody, go and see them. Make time, because you never know. Perhaps we might have all of our borders closed and not be able to hear anybody from Ireland or England coming over here. Not to mention all those illegal immigrants with their families. And because, of course, our marvelous president can never tell the truth, there is no law saying that families have to be separated. Yep, this is just him and Jeff Sessions doing their thing. So before the Toyne, I should say, we heard a great piece from the Melrose Quartet. It's called Dominion of the Sword, and there are parts of it that are traditional. Martin Carthy found this epic poem about the ubiquitous power of violence in a Penguin anthology of war poetry written in 1649 by an anonymous pamphleteer. Martin added verses 3 and 5 in the 1980s and encouraged us to add our own for this revisiting. And so those are the things that you heard on the end. And he adapted the melody from a Breton pipe tune called, and I'm going to butcher this because I don't know Breton, Arshakus the Leper. All right, as I promised, Christy Moore. It is 8:55. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
And there were three old gypsies at old hall door. They came brave and boldly, and there's one sang high and the other sang low, and the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy all. It was upstairs, downstairs the lady went, but on a suit of leather. Oh, it was the cry all around her door. She's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. She gave to them a glass of wine, she gave to them some brandy, and the fine gold ring that the lady wore. Oh, she gave it to the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was late that night, the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady. The servant girl's reply to him was, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, the saddle for me, me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy. I will ride and I'll seek my bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west and he rode north and south also. When he came to the wide open field, there he spied his lady, oh. Why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, oh? Why do you leave your only wedded lord? All for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. And it was there last night, she'd the goose feather bed with blankets drawn so calmly. But tonight you lie in the wide open field in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Yeah, what do I care for a goose feather bed? What do I care for blankets? Tonight I lie in the wide open field in the arms of my raggle-taggle gypsy. Thank you. A boat sailed out of Brandon in the year of 501. 'Twas a damp and dirty morning, Brendan's voyage had begun. Tired of tin and turnips and cutting curly kale, when he got back from the creamery, he hoisted up the sail. He ploughed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west. Of all the navigators, St. Brendan was the best. But when he ran out of holy water, he was forced to make a stop. So we tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was found by a Kerry man, who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to